Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining us today for a special edition of Basic Gospel. Christianity is easier than you think. So says Mark Malding, speaker, counselor, and leadership coach, who is also the founder of Grace Life International and author of God's Best Kept Secret. Mark is here today to talk about it all with Bob Christopher on Basic Gospel.
Well, I am so excited about today's broadcast. We do have Mark Malding in the studio with us, and I like him a lot because he graduated from the University of Georgia. We are fellow Bulldogs, and welcome to Basic Gospel, my friend.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
Well, I've been looking forward to this. We've had this on the schedule for a long time, and you just happened to be in Dallas this weekend for a wonderful conference, and so we decided to carve out some time and make this happen. But you have written a great book, God's Best Kept Secret, Christianity is Easier Than You Think, and you gave me the opportunity to read it before it was published and had the opportunity to endorse it. And I'm so grateful that I did, and it's had some great success, hasn't it?
It has. It's done very well in the first few months.
Well, that is so good. Well, Mark, tell us, why did you want to write this book? You've been involved in counseling, and I love that you have that counselor's heart, and it really shines through in this book. And I think you have a unique perspective on being able to write this story. So, did any of that play into the motivation to pen this and to make it available to people at large?
Yes, it really did, because I really think when Christians struggle, whether it's with suffering or personal issues or relationships, deep down, they want Jesus to be their answer. That's what they're really hoping. And so what we have found in sharing with them the gospel of grace, that they discover he really is the answer that they're looking for. He's their hope. He is their healing mentally, emotionally, very often. He restores relationships, and he makes sense of struggling even if the suffering doesn't stop.
Yes, yes. So how long have you been in the counseling ministry? You also speak. You do a lot of training. But I think the heart and soul of what you do is just rolling up your sleeves and diving in with people to help them find some hope in their situation. So how long have you been doing that?
Over 25 years.
A long time.
Yes.
A long time.
A long time.
You have a wealth of experience behind you.
That's right.
That is in this book.
It is.
And that's what I want our listeners to know, that this isn't just theory that Mark is talking about or writing about in his book. He shares some real-life stories, some people that he's ministered to, and how he's seen the gospel of Jesus Christ actually grip their hearts in such a way it just lifts them out of those circumstances. It may not change the circumstances, but it lifts them above the circumstances where they really have a sense of hope. And I just am so grateful that you were able to bring that wealth of experience in here. You know, as far as the gospel story is concerned, Mark, a lot of times we try to make it about ourselves. We try to put ourselves as the lead character in the story. But any correct understanding of the gospel has to start with God.
Yes.
And his desire, his intent. And I know you address a little bit of that in this book. Tell us why that's so important, to start with God and let everything flow from there.
Well, it was God's idea. And when you read Scripture, even in the beginning, you get the idea that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit had this amazing relationship. One God, three persons, but it was so loving and so interactive that some people have called it a divine dance. And they didn't need anyone, because God, you know, he is self-sufficient within himself. But so much love there, they wanted to create humans that they could share themselves and their love with. Well, to do that, we see in the first man, Adam, that when God breathed into him, the Hebrew word there is the word spirit, and God wanted to unite himself to Adam, which really he was the prototype of the entire human race. So it was God's idea. We were God's idea. And so one of the things I tell people is God created us to be loved from the inside. And that really is how it starts with God and not with us.
Yeah, so the story begins with God, and this gospel message about Jesus begins with him, how he came to restore that, restore what we lost in Adam, what we lost in that garden, the very life of God. And that's kind of the secret, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, that is God's best-kept secret, is himself.
Yes.
And revealing himself to us in Christ and then uniting himself to us in Christ as well. So that's really the story, isn't it?
It is. And the reason I call it God's best-kept secret, he's not keeping it a secret, even though Scripture calls it the mystery which has been revealed or the secret which has been revealed. But it seems as though most Christians that I meet, and I'm sure many you talk with as well, to them it's a secret. It's like they've never heard. It's like nobody's telling them.
Right, right.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Well, thank God that you're out there voicing this good news, not only through your counseling, through speaking, and all the other things that you do, but through this book, God's Best Kept Secret, Christianity is Easier Than You Think. This is Basic Gospel. My name's Bob Christopher. Our special guest today is Mark Malding, and we're thrilled to have him. I want to remind you that Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio, and we certainly rely on your gifts, your generous contributions to keep the good word about Jesus going out to as many people as possible. If you want more information about Basic Gospel, or if you want to know how you can help support this wonderful outreach, we invite you to visit us at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. We have all sorts of resources there for you. Have a big donate button. If that's something that's of interest to you, click that and just read about how you can be involved as a partner in the gospel of Jesus Christ with Basic Gospel. Again, all of that information is at basicgospel.net. Well, again, we're here with Mark Malding today, who is the author of a bestseller book. You just got that notification here recently.
Yes.
So congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
It's God's Best Kept Secret, Christianity is Easier Than You Think. And I know, Mark, one of the things that really motivates you is this desire to help people understand their real identity in Christ. And in counseling situations, I know that's a big issue. People just don't know who they are. And one of your joys is to help them understand their identity in Christ. Why is that such an important thing for us to grasp as believers in Christ?
Well, a couple things there. People have been told by life circumstances as well as people who they are. And so they have been agreeing with that very often for years and years, and yet it's not what God says about them. So they're functioning from a false identity, at least in their minds, even Christians. Secondly, there's biblical issues there. Some believe that they're this two-person Christian. They're the old nature, new nature. They're the old self, new self. You know, I've asked theologians about that, and I've asked Bible teachers about that, and I've simply said, can you give me a story of anyone who's been freed from some habitual sin, or their relationship with someone has been restored, or they've found mental or emotional help and healing through that teaching? And every one of them has said, well, I'm sure I could think of one if you'll give me time. Well, to date, no one's ever gotten back with me. And the reason is, it's just not true.
Right.
We have one nature, but the problem is people have confused the old nature or old man, old self, with the flesh. Yeah, we still have the flesh. But the old self died with Christ. There's this new creation identity that God has given us. And I think we need to stop agreeing with a lie. A lie always keeps us in bondage. Truth always frees us.
Right.
And our identity in Christ brings the kind of freedom that we're all looking for. And really, talk about having a great self-image. When you have a biblical self-image and you agree with your Heavenly Father instead of all the other things, that will give you a great self-image.
Right. And that will give you an anchor. I mean, you know who you are, and so when the trials and tribulations of life hit you, and they're going to hit you,
yes,
you're not going to be knocked down because you're standing on the solid rock of what Christ has made you through his death, burial, and resurrection. You know, we get this question about dual natures all the time on our broadcast, and we just have to realize we just have one nature, and that's a human nature. Mm-hmm. And at one time, that human nature was in bondage to sin, and that's why we were called sinners. Why? Because sin was our master. But now, through the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, we've been released from that. We've been yes. severed from that old relationship, and now I've been joined to Jesus. And it's in Jesus that I derive my new identity.
Yes.
And he is never going to let go of me. So through thick and thin, my identity is always going to be derived from who I am in him. And boy, that's a big difference, isn't it?
It really is. And the great thing is, even when we struggle or fall, we know that that doesn't define who I am. Who I am is still in Christ. I've got a place to come back to remember. It's like I was telling a guy recently. He was struggling. He was sinning. I said, well, the next time you sin, tell the Lord you blew it, but then go back to, but I'm still who I am in Christ. That
yes.
hasn't changed. I just didn't live like it in the moment. And that is a place of an anchor, as you said. It gives us yeah. great confidence in the Lord.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Well, if somebody's listening and they're thinking, hey, I want to get a hold of that book. That sounds intriguing. And as I wrote in my endorsements, anytime you see the word secret, you're intrigued. But most secrets disappoint. But I'm here to tell you, this secret, God's best-kept secret, will never disappoint. You will be thrilled to understand exactly what it is. So if there's a listener out there saying, hey, I want to know about God's best-kept secret, how can they get this book? Where do they go to find it?
Yeah, the best place to go is to godsbestkeptsecret.com. And there you'll see a little bit about the book. You can get a free chapter to read, but also you'll see how you can purchase the book as well at many of the retailers online and otherwise.
Well, and I certainly encourage you to do that. Here's what I wrote. Mark Baldwin has been revealing this secret for years through his counseling and speaking ministry. Now he brings his wealth of experience and keen insights to this wonderful book. Read it carefully and discover all God has for you in Christ Jesus. You will be glad you did. And I was certainly glad that I was able to read it and was greatly encouraged and ministered to by your experience and by your understanding of this good news of Jesus Christ. So listeners, take advantage of this opportunity to get God's Best Kept Secret by Mark Maldon. Well, you're listening to Basic Gospel. Mark is here, and we're going to continue in this great interview. So we've talked about God's desire that the story really begins with him. I love how Paul put it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. All this is from God. That God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. So the very reason there's a good news story, the very reason that God sent Jesus is because of his desire to be in relationship with us. So we've talked about that, and it was of such importance to him that he wanted to stamp us as his very own inside and out. So our identity is not just a little sticky name badge that we wear on our lapels to tell people who we are. It's an identity that starts from within, isn't it? It's about being a new creature in Christ. That's what God has done to us.
Yes, that's right. And it is within. It's what you say. And it's not just something God says about us that sounds great. It does sound great. But a lot of times I think people consider that or hear about identity in Christ and they think, well, God just is calling us that. Well, the reality is he's calling us that because it's true about us. It's
yes.
who we really are in our spirit, the new creation us, the child of God that we have been made through the new birth. That's who we really are.
Yeah, and that new birth, I think that's key. We were born again and we're made alive together with Christ. So something has happened to us. It's not that we've just agreed to a set of facts, although that's a part of it. But God has actually done something to us. He has converted us.
Yes.
He has changed us from from the inside out. He's made that spirit of ours that was once dead in sin fully alive in Christ, and then he has united himself with us, and that makes us new. And so he looked down and he said, that's good, and I'm going to call that something. And he says, I'm going to call it child of God, because that's what it is.
That's right.
And do you see a lot of people just really struggling with understanding what Christ has done, the fact that there has been a conversion deep within, from the inside, where, as the writer of Hebrews says, that this new covenant has now been etched in our hearts and inscribed on our minds, that inner change?
Yeah, I really do. And what happens is, I think a lot of people, they hear a lot about what God has done for them, but a lot of them don't know what he's done to them. That really has changed the very essence of who they are. They're not who they were born into this world. There has truly been a new person who has replaced that old person. And that really gives a person joy when they understand, wow, God really has changed me. I'm a saint. I'm holy. I'm righteous. I'm a giver. I'm a lover. I'm patient. And that surprises people to find that they're not trying to become those things. They are those things. And then growing in Christ is learning to let Christ live through us to live those things out in our everyday
yes.
circumstances in life and relationships.
Yeah. Now, you know, there's a lot of times we think we've just been absorbed into Christ, and we say things like, you know, when God looks at you, he sees Jesus. And I've heard people throughout, you know, our 30-plus year ministry history say, you know, the Jesus in me loves you. Well, he didn't need to come into you to love me. He already loves me. What about you? Do you love me? And when we realize that Christ has come to live inside of us and given us this new identity and put himself just right in the midst of who we are, then we get the experience of loving. Bob Christopher, with Christ living in me, gets the experience of loving you. So I get to experience something that Jesus has already experienced, because he's worked something inside of me. Talk to us a little bit about that, about this righteousness that we have, and the fact that God really wanted to release us to be everything that he created us to be from the get-go.
Yeah, so a lot of times you're right. People will say, well, when Jesus sees you, he just sees Jesus because he can't look at you. Well, the reality is, when he came to live in us, he could only come to live in a holy vessel. He had to recreate us with this new identity. And we're not Jesus, and he's not us, but we are united, one spirit with him. And because of that, when Jesus lives through me, he is living through me. As you said, Bob, he lives through us to love people. He doesn't remove us. This idea of God trying to get the me out of the way that's there, he's not trying to do that. He wants to live through the unique person that we have become. As I tell people a lot of times, I will say, you know, I like how Jesus lives through Bob, because that's the unique expression of Jesus in you
right.
to me. And it's like flavors of ice cream. It's still ice cream, but it's a different flavor when he's living through you. And yet he's living through the new you with the personality you were given, through the body he designed for you. And that's what makes life have variety and makes it special and unique.
Absolutely. And, you know, so many times you see Christians trying to imitate other Christians. And certainly there's influences that people that we look up to and admire and say, I would really like to, you know, have more of those qualities or characteristics. But in the end, you know, God wants you to be you. And wants you to flourish and wants you to live out, you know, your desires, your dreams, your abilities, your skills, your talents, all of those things, and offer that to the world.
Yes.
As God's unique expression through you. And boy, it's this message of grace that really liberates us to do that.
It liberates us to be who God created us to be. In fact, I believe the more we let Christ live through us, the more we actually become in the sense of living out the unique person God made us to be. We literally get to be ourselves more and more. And a lot of people have heard that's a bad thing. It's really not. It's
no.
a great thing because
no.
we're all unique and designed by God, and with that, with talents and these spiritual gifts God gives us and experiences, and we need that from people. We all do, and it brings encouragement to us, and we see Jesus in new ways when that happens, and we're edified and built up by that.
Yes, yes, indeed. So we start the story with God, His intent, His desire. He's invited us into this love relationship, and really that's the motivation for everything as far as God's concerned, His love for us. And He wants us to be connected to that love. He wants us to live in that love. He wants us to pass that love on to others. Well, we can't do it under the law, can we? We've been raised to walk in a new way of life, and human nature is all about laws and rules. And I tell this statistic, I think in 2016, the U.S. wrote 85,000 pages of new rules and regulations for the American public. Every problem that comes up, we try to fix it with a law or a new rule or a new something. But that's not the life that God's called us to. He's called us to something different, hasn't He?
Yeah, he really has. And, you know, two things there. One is, why does God not only love us, but why does He accept us? Is it because of our obedience, the law, whatever it may be? It has nothing to do with that. He gave us this gift of righteousness in our identity in Christ, and we really are righteous. He doesn't just see us this way. He's not hiding us behind Jesus. He's actually made us righteous, which is why He accepts us. And obedience won't make us more righteous. Disobedience or sin doesn't make us less righteous. So He did that apart from the law. And what a lot of people don't understand is, as Christians, the big surprise is the law was intended to bring someone to Christ. Once it does, we no longer have any obligation to keep it, even to keep the Ten Commandments, because we have something so much better than that. We have this new identity that has the law, which I think is the character of God written on our hearts. Not the actual Ten Commandments aren't written on our hearts, but the character of God is in us because we are partakers of the divine nature, Peter says. But also, we have the Holy Spirit there to fill us with the life of Christ so that we bear fruit for God, Romans 7 says. It's described as going out of one marriage where we couldn't get out of it to the law spiritually. Only way out was we had to die, and so we died with Christ, and then being resurrected to be spiritually married to another husband, and that is Jesus. To go back to the old husband is spiritual adultery, really.
Yes.
We don't need to do that. We have Jesus Himself in us to lead us by His Spirit and to live out who we are in Christ.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, thank you so much for being with us on today's broadcast. It's a thrill to meet you face-to-face and have this opportunity to talk about Jesus. And it doesn't get any better than that, does it? Tell our listeners again how they can get your book, God's Best Kept Secret, Christianity is Easier Than You Think.
Well, if they'll simply go to godsbestkeptsecret.com, they can find their how to purchase the book. There's also a free study guide there and many other things that they'll enjoy.
So listeners, take advantage of this. Mark has done a wonderful job in putting down some of the stories that have influenced him, and this gospel of Jesus Christ, the grace of God that saves, that sustains, that transforms, that's our everything. And so take advantage of this. God's Best Kept Secret, Christianity is Easier Than You Think. Well, thank you so much for joining us on today's broadcast of Basic Gospel. We'll be back again tomorrow for another live edition. If you have questions that you would like to ask, our number is 844-322-2742. You can call it right now and record a question for us, or you can mark that number down and call us tomorrow with a question that we'll answer live. Well, thanks again for joining us on Basic Gospel. We'll see you again tomorrow for another live edition. So long from Dallas, Texas.